Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, December 1st. I'm Hank Weisbecker. Coming up, when it's better to use a debit card over a credit card. But first, believe it or not, this is the best time of year to buy a smartphone. Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist Joanna Stern.
Lots of these companies have spent the last couple of months, last 3 months in particular, releasing all their best wares in preparation for the holiday buying season.
Stern says the iPhone 6 is still a great choice.
The hardware design, the camera performance, the battery life, the call quality, all of those are top of the line when it comes to the best balance of smartphone features.
And if Apple phones aren't for you, Stern says you can get a great phone at a great value with the Moto X by Motorola.
You just get top-of-the-line specs, but also a phone that you can actually design to make yours. And I think that's one of the most interesting things here. You can customize the back of this with leather, with wood, with any kind of color.
As we continue, the best times to use a debit card.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Hey, Mom, are you coming to dance class tonight?
Daddy is. Mommy has to work.
Okay, cool.
My husband and I share everything. Cooking, cleaning, childcare. We have to. We couldn't make ends meet without two incomes. And that kept us worried. We knew if something happened to either one of us, the rest of the family could be in big trouble financially. But we kept putting off getting life insurance because we thought it would be too expensive. Then we found AIG Direct. We were surprised to find that through AIG Direct, a $250,000 policy is less than $14 a month. Now we're protected with AIG, and that feels good.
Helping to protect your family through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct now and get a free no-obligation quote in less than 5 minutes. Call now and you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-425-9912. That's 1-800-425-9912. 1-800-425-9912.
While convenient and more secure than debit cards, credit cards are not always the best tool for every job. Adam Levin of Credit.com reviews some times when debit is the better option.
The biggest problem with credit cards is the fact that cardholders can easily use them to get into debt. Other potential drawbacks include the high fees charged to merchants and the fact that credit cards are not universally accepted. But rather than keeping some spare cash under your mattress, here are some situations where a debit card can do the job better. If you're in over your head with credit card debt, put it aside and only use your debit card for shopping. A debit card doesn't involve borrowing money or paying interest. Using a credit card to get cash can be the worst thing you can do with it. So instead of getting hit with higher interest rates and cash advance fees, use your debit card for that too. There's no way to purchase a money order with a credit card, but many stores will accept debit cards in addition to cash. Many retailers don't like credit cards due to the high cost of the merchant fees they must pay to accept them. Merchants are also charged a fee to accept debit cards, but it's much smaller. So if you'd like to help out a small business in a small way, you can choose to use your debit card rather than your credit card. Local, state, and federal governments charge a credit card convenience fee, typically about 2% of the amount paid. On the other hand, debit cards incur a flat fee of about $3, so it costs less to use a debit card if you're making a payment of about $150 or more. Like taxes, many public utilities charge consumers additional fees to pay their bills with a credit card, but these fees can be much lower if you use a debit card. While credit card surcharges are rarely allowed and imposed, discounts for cash and debit cards are available in many instances. For example, gas stations sometimes show two prices, one for credit cards and a lower price for cash or debit cards. Just be aware that most gas stations will place a hold on your debit card of $100, which can remain for several days. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.